You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Do you love sci-fi, horror, and fantasy films? Then grab a badge for Otherworlds Film Festival, the country's premier sci-fi film festival. There'll be Q&As, panels, parties, and mixers. Rub elbows with up-and-coming and established filmmakers, as well as like-minded filmgoers. Come celebrate our 7th year, December 3rd through 6th, at the Galaxy Highland in Austin, Texas. Badges are now for sale at OtherworldsFilmFest.com. That's OtherworldsFilmFest.com.
We here at OneOfUs.net like to be economically and ecologically conscious. As you'll notice, we reclaim a lot of our material. We recycle a lot of our old jokes. And you can be sure if there is a joke, we will just ram it into the ground. Why use it once when you can reuse it multiple times? Because that's how we roll here at OneOfUs.net. We're hip, we're woke, we're all into that kind of stuff. But for some of you, that might seem like a very annoying type of personality. And fortunately, they have made an entire movie just about people like that. Now, that doesn't sound particularly interesting. Who wants to see a bunch of, you know, millennials who are all caught up in their own personal hipster shit? So, what if I told you we had that, but we added aliens to the mix? Are you interested now? I hope so, because to talk about the new movie Save Yourselves, I am joined by Adrian.
Yeah, hello.
Robert.
Hello.
And Jordan.
Is this review cruelty free?
I cannot guarantee that. It depends on who you're being cruel towards. You know, we've certainly been known to be a little cruel in some of our reviews, but I think we have some good things to say about this. This is a debut feature from writers and directors Alex Houston Fisher and Eleanor Wilson. It is the story of Sue and Jack, played by Sunita Mani and John Reynolds, respectively. They're two 20-somethings living in Brooklyn. They have tech jobs. They do all of these sorts of things where, you know, they shop locally. They're ecologically conscious. You know, they think about things like, do I spend too much time on Facebook? How am I engaging with my community? Blah, blah, blah. They're so wrapped up in their little worlds that they decide that it's time to step away from all of that, go off the grid for a week, and take a vacation at a friend's cabin out in the woods where they have agreed not to use their cell phones. Well, what happens when you turn off your cell phone, folks? Aliens invade. Of course, that's why you should never turn your cell phone off. So what happens when they discover strange things happening in the woods around them? And then from that point, comedy ensues. I wasn't familiar with this particular group of filmmakers, but I enjoyed this film to a degree. What did you guys think about it?
I enjoyed it to a level that I think your intro might have been a little, I guess, not accurate. I don't think anyone in this movie is, like, particularly annoying or that any of the jokes are kind of being run to the ground.
Oh, no, no. I was just making jokes at hipsters in general.
Yeah, they're not overtly coy hipster. All right, look, if this were like an episode of Girls, these people would be horribly insufferable and I'd be rooting for the goddamn aliens.
Sure.
That is the one thing I wanted to comment on, because as I kind of made clear, there is a stereotype of this sort of modern hip woke type person and how they can be insufferable about some things. But I really did want to give a lot of credit to Sunita Mani and John Reynolds for making these characters not only likable, but relatable. And make no mistake, this is, for the most of its runtime, this is a two-person film. And if those two people don't connect, if you don't believe their relationship, the whole movie doesn't work. But fortunately, I think they pulled it off.
No, I fully agree. And the premise is actually somewhat relatable, because I have found myself often days being like, I'll just turn everything off, except, well, not everything I do is, well, need to be connected. So I'm kind of at a crossroads there, but I do enjoy my time when I am disconnected. And I think, again, it's an idea worth you know, investing and looking at. It's like, hey, what happens when you actually do this? Well, hey, the world's gone to shit. And I think they do a pretty good job with that premise. I will say, I really do like this movie more than I don't. And spoiler, I will be recommending this when we get to our ratings. But I do feel like the movie also doesn't take quite enough. Like, I feel like the human side, it's well done. But it kind of lacks when it comes to the aliens.
Which is something that I kind of dig about the movie. It is this kind of cutesy sci-fi comedy. In fact, from the title, you might even think that this was supposed to be some kind of like campy horror movie. And it's not at all. It's not at all scary. It's not really all that thrilling aside from a few moments. But what it does go into is I would say, a really relatable fear. And that's the fear of growing up, of realizing that, oh shit, we are here, we exist on this earth, and we're just going to keep getting older, and childhood has to die at a certain time, and you have to mature. And that, I feel like that does more to the brain than we usually think it does, and this movie kind of goes into it, while being set during a alien invasion, which is just really pleasant in a way.
I will say, obviously, present circumstances of reality being taken into consideration, I really needed this movie. You talk about a fresh breath of air. Maybe it's just because I'm usually into darker stuff that I didn't realize how much something lighter, how much fun I would get out of it. I love where they started, you know, millennial existential crisis, reliance on technology, modern relationship stresses that are tied with that. It's a clever take on the secluded cabin and the alien invasion stuff, even though, like we said, there is some ambivalence built into it. I thought the one of the things that really worked for me was going between the drama and the action, I guess we could call it, the timeliness in the break of the jokes. There was some really good stuff. John Reynolds is great in this. He's great in Horse Girl. He's got a little more dramatic turn there. He's great in Search Party. And him being one of the people that, I don't know if forefront is the word to use on this type of, you know, millennial aloof guy comedy, I just think really, really sold it. Him and, like you said, Sunita Mani, the relationship was cool. I like the Steadicam work and the music, the way they kind of switched it up, helped the madcap vibe work when we needed to be running around and stuff like that. So I really dug it.
Yeah, and one of the things that's interesting to me about this, in spite of its sci-fi premise, this is a modestly budgeted feature. It's not really about special effects or gore. You get little bits of that here or there, just enough to sell the idea of an alien threat. But this is kind of a trend that I've seen happening over the past several years that I kind of like, which is they take a disaster, some kind of apocalyptic scenario, but they put it in the background to focus on the characters. You saw that with like Gareth Edwards' first short, Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ellen Page a couple years ago, her and Evan Rachel Wood did a really good drama called Into the Forest. And it's not unlike this, where it's a family living in a house in the woods, and the world has basically died, and they're living off the grid, just doing the best they can. This isn't about the Mad Max kind of future of everything going to hell, and you're thrown right into it. It's like, what happens when the world is dead or dying, and you're kind of removed from it? Eventually, in order for the story to move forward, the threat does have to arrive at the woods, where we get to see the characters Sue and Jack comically argue about, like, how can we defend themselves? Are we morally right to use guns? You know, is this an endangered species? I mean, do we have a right to pull a trigger? You know, and arguing about, like, well, the minute you bring a gun into the situation, we're more likely to get shot.
I was definitely expecting an argument like that to come up, and it did disappoint. And yeah, John Reynolds has been proven to be very good. I mean, I haven't seen Horse Girl, but I mainly know him for being one of those, you know, other officers in Hawkins in Stranger Things.
Oh, that's right. That's where I recognized him from. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I really like his work. But the standout to me is Sunita Mani.
Agreed.
As Sue. Yeah. Honestly, I really only recognized her from Glow and Mr. Robot. So it was good to see her get to actually branch out here. And I thought she did an excellent job. Like, really, one of the better scenes is when she actually turns on her phone and we find out, like, oh, what the shit is going on? Because it actually does come after a believable fight between the two. And again, I really have to stress, this movie works because of John Reynolds and Sunita Mani. Yeah, it all does fall apart if you don't buy these two together. And they gotta have the exact right chemistry to carry this movie for about 90 plus minutes. And they do that in spades.
You believe they're a young married couple who have been together long enough to know each other pretty well, but still have a lot to learn about one another and a lot to learn about how to communicate honestly with one another. That kind of humor is happening with Alien Invasion Apocalypse in the background.
Both of them really sell the movie because, honestly, although it is a light sci-fi comedy, it's not that funny. It's not offensive in the sense that some of the jokes are really bad or anything like that. They just don't all land. And when they don't land, it's kind of noticeable. Yet, that was never that big of a problem with me. Usually, I would really count that against a comedy if it's not that funny. But the two characters are just so charming. And John Reynolds is just such a beautiful man. Ever since I saw him in Search Party, I thought, this guy is charming and should be in everything. And this adds to that. I think he was the highlight of this.
I think the writing kept the balance, like I was saying earlier. From it was doing a relationship movie, it was doing a coming to terms with yourself movie. We had the alien invasion in the background, we had the away from technology stuff. I think that it kept the baton moving enough between everything that the sweet stuff was sweet, the exciting stuff was exciting, and I thought it was funny throughout. I know that I really liked it because when we did get to the end, I didn't want it to end. Of course, I would have loved for, you know, more exposition as a sci-fi fan and stuff like that. But I didn't need that. I think like everybody, we're all in agreement here that the characters were delightful. And I think the writing and editing kept it really from straying too far into anything that just, it's a fun little romp at the cabin.
Yeah. And I will say, what special effects we do get are actually really good. I liked that.
When we finally meet the aliens, they're not what you expect them to be.
I thought it was clever.
I will say this about the aliens. They do a lot with very little money.
Yeah.
They make them look intentionally ridiculous. And frankly, they're kind of charming in how low-tech they are.
They are adorable.
Yeah.
This is the most adorable alien invasion.
I mean, to use another phrase of hipsters, they're quaint.
And that, you know, on some level can add to the nefariousness, because how could something this cute be, you know, crazy and out to get me?
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. You said it was simple, and that's the thing. It's beautiful and well done in just how simple it's presented.
Yeah, I do want to talk a little bit about the ending, obviously without going into spoilers. Robert said something that was interesting to me. He said that when it was over, he wished it was going on longer. He wished that there was more exposition. And I know where he's coming from, because I think with the ending, there's a note of ambiguity there that I would like to see explored more. But perhaps you guys felt that was an appropriate place for the movie to end.
Yeah, I really like the ending, actually. I had zero problem with it. I think the point of the movie got through about 10 minutes before that, maybe 5. So I feel like this is, for the budget that they had, probably the best way to end a movie like this. And though it would have been maybe kind of nice to see more, I can't imagine what more they could have shown that I couldn't just kind of make up in my head. It leaves it ambiguous, but it leaves it not ambiguous enough for you to not kind of see where this is going.
Yes.
There's a difference between ambiguous and feeling inconclusive.
And the other type, which is just the filmmaker annoyingly going, what do you think it means?
This isn't Tenet.
Yeah, because for the ending, I will say I wanted it to go on just because I like spending so much time with them. But I think the button at the end is really well done, because anything more than that would have had to have been supported by changing what the rest of the movie was before that.
Oh, I'm in full agreement right there. I honestly really like the ending. Could have used just a tiny bit more information about what was going on. Yeah, perhaps. But in all honesty, if I had to change the ending, I honestly wouldn't. I really liked it.
Why don't you go ahead and go into your final thoughts, please?
Thank you, human. I mean, Marcos. Good, they didn't notice. So, I really like this movie. I think it's simple, but understandable and relatable premise really works. And it is thankfully anchored by two wonderful and charming lead performances by John Reynolds and Sunita Mani. I think they just do an absolute wonderful job. I also really like the music of this movie. I think it has a pretty good score. Its message is pretty damn timely. I mean, I know there are some people wanting to disconnect, but yeah, it's a little bit more difficult right now. But honestly, on the whole, I really do recommend this movie. I rarely had a problem with it. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 busted Volkswagen buses.
Adrian, what are your final thoughts, please?
I really dug this movie. This is if a lavender cold brew was a sci-fi film.
Is it an IPA?
I mean that in the sense that it's pretty enjoyable. It's delightful, but it can't help but be a little hipster as well. Like, it's definitely there. There's definitely some moments where you're going to roll your eyes, but you may do it because of how kind of relatable and realistic these characters are. It's crazy how a movie with an out there concept has two of the most realistic characters I've seen in a movie in a good while. I thought this was pretty funny, though not always. Most of all, I just found it very, very charming. I love the two leads. If you're looking for something cute and kind of just pleasant to watch, I would highly recommend this. I'm going to give this 4 sushi rolls that I'm about to eat out of 5.
Well, you know, you compared it to a lavender IPA. I don't know if I'd go that far. But if this were an overpriced frothy beverage at Starbucks, I'd probably buy it. Robert, why don't you give us your final thoughts, please?
I thought it was delightful. And just getting to use that word about a film in 2020, I'm smiling right now just talking about how I thought this movie did very well in that it's not very presumptuous at all. The movie starts, I think what Adrian was kind of hitting the nail on, it is kind of a toenail type of comedy, but it's not so niche that people that, you know, are going to be like, I don't get any of this, and I'm not going to, it's lovely. The sweet stuff I thought was really well done. There's some really touching stuff. There's some neat takes on honesty in relationships, which I think is a big part of the movie. I think it's sci-fi with heart, which I don't know how many movies are in that category, but I loved it. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 sourdough starters.
I have to agree with you guys. I really enjoyed this. I was not expecting much, to be honest. Like I said, I'm not familiar with these filmmakers. I'm a little familiar with these actors, but I don't follow them closely. So a lot of this was new to me. I appreciated that they have this world-ending scenario, no bigger stakes imaginable, but instead they focus on a rather small stakes story of a young married couple learning about themselves while trying to live off the grid for a week. There's a lot of heartwarming stuff here, and I agree with what Adrian said earlier that not all of the jokes land, but that's okay. This is not a full-blown comedy. This is not a full-blown drama, and it's not a full-blown sci-fi. It's got elements of all of those, and when one of those elements isn't working, the other elements kick in. And I think that gives it a pretty good balance. I'm not convinced about the ending still. I think it is ambiguous intentionally. It's actually well executed and imaginatively realized, but I felt as though they were straining for some kind of profundity, but I wasn't convinced they had quite achieved it. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't recommend this to someone. This is a good date night movie. This is a good sit down and chill out for 90 minutes and relax kind of movie. It's very relatable, and again, we've all said it multiple times, but enough can't be said about the casting of Sunita Mani and John Reynolds as the protagonist, because without their chemistry, none of this movie works. And fortunately, even though there are aspects that didn't always work, those guys are the glue that hold it all together. Definitely worth watching. I'm going to give this 8 decorative poofs that weren't there a minute ago out of 10.
That's very excellent.
I'm just wondering, your fur-covered ottoman, is that real fur or is that like artificial fur? Because, you know, I'm a very conscientious consumer and I don't want anything made out of real alien skin.
Yeah, I don't know what those are, but They seem fine.
Well, if it ain't from around here, you can shoot it.
I was going to say, oh, it's for sure not from around here.
No, I shot that sumbitch myself.